Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chet live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about SummerSlam. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about TakeOver Brooklyn because I have yet to see it. I hope to remedy that situation tomorrow. And tomorrow, I have a very special guest live right here on Matt Chat at 10:30 Eastern. It will be Midwest independent wrestling superstar Darren Corbin, who will be joining the show to talk about his career and anything else going on that we may want to talk about. That will be right here, 10:30 tomorrow night, right here on Matt Chat to SummerSlam. To me, SummerSlam was a very underwhelming event. A lot of the matches I had very high expectations for. I know that was my mistake because it is WWE and I should never have high expectations, but I did, and I have to say I was sorely disappointed. Now, the one match that I had relatively low expectations for that I was actually impressed by, or not necessarily impressed by, but happy with the result of, was the main event, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I am one of the few people, probably one of the few people, who was actually happy that Roman Reigns won that match, because now we have a full-time Universal Champion. And hopefully Brock Lesnar will not ever get his hands on the Universal Championship again. And that's probably more wishful thinking, but it is what it is. But speaking of Roman Reigns, if you saw Raw tonight, you saw that he successfully defended the Universal title against Finn Balor in what I would call a very, very good match. And then Braun Strowman came out to attempt to cash in, only to be thwarted by the Shield. The bell never rang, however, so technically that should not be considered a failed cash in. Braun should still have the briefcase, so hopefully he will get to cash that in at a later date to SummerSlam. You know, I was, like I said, I was disappointed with the majority of the card because I had high expectations for a lot of the matches. Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler, that delivered. That match was actually, that match actually lived up to my expectations for it. The Miz versus Daniel Bryan, however, completely failed to live up to my expectations. Not only in the fact that The Miz won that match, which I think was a huge mistake, even though that gives him something to gloat about for forever now. I just think that could have been so much better, with Daniel Bryan being the world-class wrestler that he is, and The Miz not being horrible himself. I think that could have been much better match. And I didn't think it lived up to its potential at all. The SmackDown Tag Team title match I kind of expected that ending because I really didn't expect the New Day to be able to or I didn't expect the New Day to end up walking out with titles. I hoped they would, but I wasn't really expecting it. Is setting up for a no disqualification match tomorrow night on SmackDown, in which I fully expect the Bludgeon Brothers to use the mallets again and end up walking out as the tag team champions, which I expect them to hold until the War Raiders are called up, and I expect the Bludgeon Brothers and the War Raiders to tag team titles. But that's probably going to be another 6 months, at least. So, also the SmackDown Women's Championship. Triple threat match. Charlotte. Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Becky Lynch. Now, I knew when Charlotte was added to the match that the chances were that she was going to walk out with the championship. Because they would not add somebody just for them to not win the title. I won't say she didn't deserve it, but I don't think this was the right time. I think Becky Lynch needed that title more than Charlotte right now. I think take out her frustrations on Charlotte was totally justified. I think a feud between Becky and Charlotte is going to be great. Because to me, they are two of the best wrestlers, best women's wrestlers on SmackDown right now. And I think them as a tag team, as best friends, was great too. But I believe that having them feud will probably be better for ratings. Because, like I said, they're two of the best, and for people like me who enjoy wrestling, I think that will be a good thing for ratings. The Raw Women's Championship match, however, was horrible. I get that Ronda is a world-class athlete, a world-class
Judoka and a world-class MMA fighter. However, Alexa Bliss is also a world-class athlete, and Ronda Rousey made her look like absolute garbage. And that was just horrible. I think, and they had Alexa Bliss, they had her arm contorted in a way that it shouldn't be contorted. However, we all know that Alexa Bliss has pulled off the double jointed gimmick before, and she should have used that to roll up Rousey and get the pin, because I don't think Ronda Rousey is ready for the championship yet. She has had a grand total of just now. Three of them have been singles matches. Two of those have been for the title. And I just think that I just think it's not her time yet. And I think WWE is going to realize that when she's in the ring with Nikki Bella, who is not a good, not, or, well, I won't say not good, but not as good. And the match is an absolute train wreck. Nikki Bella has been training for basically since she left, when her and John Cena got engaged. Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey, which I haven't even heard that match confirmed yet, but if that is what it ends up being, that's going to be a train wreck. And if they put the belt on Nikki Bella out of that match, that's going to be an absolute disaster. Because, once again, to quote AJ Lee, talent is not sexually transmitted. So she, that is the best pairing they could have come up with. As a matter of fact, I think that's probably one of the worst pairings they could have come up with. Let's see, what other matches am I missing? There were a ton of them, so. Oh, the Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin match. I was as excited as anybody to see the Demon. But once the Demon came out, you pretty much knew Balor was going to win. Why they're, and that's usually a way to definitively end a storyline, so why they're trying to continue that storyline is completely beyond me. The fact that Baron Corbin was named acting Raw general manager tonight just completely blows my mind. They could have brought in literally anybody. They could have brought back Nicholas, even though I'm pretty sure he's back in school now. And that would have been a better choice than Baron Corbin. They could have brought back Eugene, and it would have been a better choice than Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin has about as much charisma as a balloon. And I think that's an insult to the balloon. So having Baron Corbin as the Raw General Manager, acting Raw General Manager, while Kurt Angle is on vacation, is just going to make the already poor ratings that much worse. So I don't know what they're thinking there. But hopefully this vacation is only a couple of weeks. Hopefully he's back before Hell in a Cell. I definitely hope Kurt's back before Hell in a Cell. Because if we have Baron Corbin making Hell in a Cell matches, we're probably going to end up getting Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell match. And even though I think Finn Balor has won every match against Baron Corbin, tired of seeing that match. And I especially don't want to see it inside Hell in a Cell. Now, I'm not the biggest Finn Balor fan in the world. I'm not even the biggest Finn Balor fan in my circle of friends, even though I do think he is phenomenally talented. I think already going to stay on. They've only done it like 3 times now. So that is something I hope really does not happen again. The B team versus the Revival, which this happened on the kickoff show, which I think is a travesty. Because the Revival deserve to be on the main show. They're starting to get the Uso treatment. They need to be on the main show. They need to win the tag team titles. They need to feud with somebody that's not the B team or Hardy and Wyatt, which if the rumors I've heard about Matt Hardy's injury are true, Hardy and Wyatt may be done as a tag team. I really hope they're not true because I'd hate to see Matt Hardy have to retire due to injury. But especially when the Woken gimmick is basically at its peak and there's a lot more they can do with it, I think I just think that they really need to expand the tag team division on Raw. They need to expand the tag team division, period, because it's gotten back to not very good. Not very deep. So you basically see the same tag team matches every week. Which is why they had to break them up into a pair of singles matches, which the Revival moved more, of course, as they should have won the tag team title match at SummerSlam last night. The Cruiserweight Championship match, which was also on the kickoff show between Cedric Alexander and Drew Gulak. I'm not a huge fan of the Cruiserweight division, but that match was fantastic. That match was everything that a wrestling match should be. Told a story. There was great action. And Cedric Alexander is still the Cruiserweight champion. I hope he holds on to it until Ricochet is called up to the main roster and Ricochet goes to 205 Live and goes on to hold the Cruiserweight title, because I think he deserves it. I'm not sure Ricochet will ever be anything more than a Cruiserweight in WWE, which, granted, I know he's the North American champion, but that's in NXT, and 90% of those guys are Cruiserweights as it is. So, but I think Ricochet should be the next Cruiserweight champion after Cedric Alexander. I think that would be a great series of matches. The mixed tag team match on the kickoff show between Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega versus Rusev and Lana was not as interesting as I thought it was going to be. I thought they would highlight, or I thought the match would be longer, first of all. They would highlight the skills of all four people involved, and they really didn't. It was a bit of a cluster to clean up some language, but I didn't think it was a very good match at all. Don't honestly remember the outcome, so. It was not a very memorable match to me, honestly. But that's about all the time I've got, so I want to thank, well, there was nobody on the show to thank. I want to remind everybody that coming up this week, I've got two shows where I've got guests. Tomorrow night, 10:30, Baron Corbin, not to be confused with Constable Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin, Midwest independent wrestling superstar, will be on the program talking about his career and anything he's got coming up in the future. Anything else he wants to discuss, we can talk about. And then Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time,
I will be joined by my co-host, NWF Hall of Fame ring announcer, Miss Callie, who will be conducting an interview, and I'm sure I will jump in a few times myself with brand new NWF Tri-State Champion Adam Swayze and his agent Gideon Weinstein. And then Thursday night, well, I'll have a topic on Thursday night and Friday night. Those will be determined at a later date. If I can line up another guest for Thursday, I may talk about Rockstar Pro out of Dayton, Ohio. And I may have a guest lined up for that. If I can line up this guest. And then Friday we'll see what happens. But I will make announcements concerning both of those shows. Probably on Wednesday. So, like I said, my time's about out. So, once again, tomorrow night, Baron Corbin. Wednesday night, Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein with Miss Callie as my special guest co-host. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. Have a good night, everybody.